I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's the education beat dude, and he is with us every Friday speaking of the arts.
Good morning.
Good morning. Ooh, that was a hot little good morning.
Well, I thought this morning I would be hot since it's so cool.
Yeah, for a change.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I see you're going to be involved with something over at the Film Museum Wednesday night. I thought I would.
It's you plug.
The Story Dancer Project, right?
Yeah, the Story Dancer Project, Zuleika.
Of course I like it. I wouldn't mention it if I didn't like it. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
It's 7:30, right? What are you going to be doing? Moderating?
Yeah, well, we're going to be having a discussion. Zuleika is an amazing artist and has been thinking about... the name of the program, I don't have it in front of me right now. Is it Art as Service?
Art as Service.
Art as Service. So we're going to be having a conversation on that topic and probably ranging into all sorts of things.
Pretty good. That's 7:30 at the New Mexico Film Museum.
Formerly known as the Juan Cocteau Theater.
Donation requested. Call 820-1651. I like Sharon Maloof, who's running that now. I'm giving grief to the Film Museum, but I really like her. She's just so...
Why are you giving them grief?
Because that's not the discussion I was planning to have this morning. I think they've been around for 6 years without doing anything, and, you know, it's kind of a... sort of a sham, but at the same time, she's trying, and I like her, and I'm glad that this event's happening. Monday night is a whole different kind of discussion. Marcus Ammerman is going to be talking about an attitude of creativity at the Hotel Santa Fe at 6 o'clock as part of Southwest Seminar's Native Voices in the Arts lecture series. Proceeds benefit Southwestern Association for Indian Arts. You got to pay to get in. 466-2775.
Hey, speaking of films, have you heard about the film In the Loop that's opening tonight at the CCA?
The British satire, yeah.
Yeah, here's how they describe it. I haven't seen it yet. Screamingly funny parody of the political machinations behind the British-U.S. manufacture of a war, read Iraq, comes from the creators of the British TV series The Thick of It. Anyway, it's... Oh, and James Gandolfini plays in it, and he's Tony Soprano.
Well, yeah, it's got a pretty good review from Rob DeWalt from the Pasatiempo. I have not seen it.
And In Search of Beethoven is there, and you
still
have to go see that. Have you seen it?
No, but
it's so good.
Craig Smith says it's really
good.
We got to
go see it. And Every Little Step is still there.
Yes.
We've covered both of those on this show, and they're
excellent.
So good.
And Halloween 2 is opening today. Rob Zombie's movie about the remake of Halloween, only this time it's part 2.
They did Stop the presses.
8 parts to the other. Stop the bleeding. Tonight, I have a feeling it's sold out. Lenzik, Georgia O'Keeffe, Lifetime Channel biopic with Joan Allen, who I think is very good in it, who's an actress I greatly admire, and she was kind enough to give me a phone interview, and there's a little piece in the Pasatiempo about it. It's 7 p.m. at the Lenzik. Joan Allen will be on hand, as will a couple of the producers.
Nice.
So if you're interested and you think you can get in, give 988-1234 a call. Otherwise, it shows up on the Lifetime Channel in late September, I think September 19th.
So going in random order, as I always do, and you
do.
Don't.
Yeah.
Karen and Kevin McLaughlin are going to perform on today from 6 to 8 at the Clubhouse at Zia Vista at 2501 West Zia Road. And all ages are invited. Admission is free, and they'll be performing songs just for fun, like Ain't Misbehavin', You Are My Sunshine, and some originals as well.
Pretty cool. The cover story, very well written by Doug Fairfield, who also has a great column in this week's Pasatiempo about his experiences at the Indian Market, including some what I think is some very valid criticism, but also, fortunately, also paying compliments. But nonetheless, the cover story is about Ricardo Martinez. This is over at the Visual Arts Gallery.
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to have him on the air next week.
Terrific. Take a look at the story. It opens, I think, Thursday, 5 to 7, at the Visual Arts Gallery, Santa Fe Community College. We may not think of going all the way out there at Richards Avenue to see art shows, but this is a great photo show.
You know, they have an amazing art program out there. The galleries, the gallery space is huge and really beautiful. The classes, the students are very good. And they have some very serious artists like Ricardo Martinez and others. It's really worth heading out there. You can stop in and say hi to KSFR, too.
That's excellent, and I hope to cover that as an arts writer. It looks terrific. It's a great cover story. Pick up Pasa, take a look. Ruta Sinuosa, which I think means difficult road. Photographs of Copper Canyon, Mexico. Ricardo Martinez, Thursday night. Visual Arts Gallery, free. Want a phone number? 428-1501.
Hey, how about the Los Alamos concert series?
Well, let's talk about it.
There's a show tonight, Band of Heathens.
Ooh, I like that.
They say they're a rock and roll band. Yeah, that would be good for you. They say they're a rock and roll band. There's also a mix of blues, country, rock, folk, and southern rock. They've been compared to Black Crowes, the band, Little Feet, et cetera, et cetera. And even Graham Parsons meets Neil Young, Tom Waits. I'm just reading what he's reading. But you can look them up at bandofheathens.com. And they are a major band that happens to be traveling through Los Alamos. You can go to gordonsconcerts.com and find out more about the concert series. It's winding down. There's going to be one more, I think, in a couple of weeks.
And also winding down, I think this is the last weekend of the Santa Fe Opera. Mozart's The Magic Flute tonight.
No.
No, 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 no. That's
the Elixir of Love tonight, to which
the
I am going.
The Elixir of Love. It's 8 o'clock. Got to pay to get in, 986-5900. Mozart's The Magic Flute is part of the Metropolitan Opera thing playing at the Lunzik at 11 o'clock Saturday morning.
Oh, and nice.
That was in the back of my head. You can call 988-1234 to try it again. I think, you know, Saturday night's probably the last night of the opera.
Yeah, it is.
But it's not Elixir of Love. It is one of the other ones they were doing this year. I can't remember. I get them all.
It's La Traviata. They started and finished with that.
That's exactly what Natalie just said. Okay, good. So that's it. Last couple nights to go. Also, last weekend to catch the Santa Fe Opera backstage tours. 9 o'clock in the morning. 986-5900.
Hey, have you heard at Santa Fe Complex? There's this thing for some. I don't know what this stands for. It must say so somewhere. But UUUUT.
Oh, anyway. Oh, UUUT. Yeah. That's absolutely.
Basically, it's this thing where on this coming Sunday from 8 to 9 in the evening, you can bring anything that makes a sound.
Yeah.
And jam and play music with the other folks who show up.
Right.
Setup starts at 7, and it's at Santa Fe Complex. You can go to them at sfcomplex.org. It's at 632 Agua Fria, but you have to enter sort of through the back, which is the parking lot on Romero Street.
And there's a small donation requested. Call 216-7562.
Yes.
We still have the Juan C.D. Flamenco Theater Company at the Marina Benitez Cabaret up at the Lodge of Santa Fe, also I think playing out of last week or two. The Maria Benitez Institute for Spanish Arts actually is presenting its Next Generation Youth Company at 2 o'clock on Sunday at the Lodge of Santa Fe. 992-5800. I think she does great work with young teens, and they just kick it up, and it's terrific. That's 2 o'clock. But Juan CD's still there in the evenings. I don't know specifically how long they run. I'm assuming through Labor Day. This is an odd weekend. I mean, I know this from being at PASA so many years. The post-Indian market pre-Labor Day/Fiesta weekend was always pretty quiet, but there are a lot of interesting things happening.
Did you go to Indian Market?
I went down to the plaza on Saturday last week for a little bit. And I should never take it for granted, like Spanish Market, but I've sort of done it so many years. It's like, it's not like Zizoba, but you go once or twice when you like. If you're not going to buy anything like me.
I'm not going to buy anything like you.
Well, I'm not for sale.
Oh, you're not?
Well, for you? Wait a minute. Watch me reduce my price real quick. Is it tax-free?
Moving right along.
Yeah, but if it's cash only.
I didn't go because I was in Colorado at a two-day Keller Williams extravaganza in a Colorado mountain gorge, and it was just transcendental.
Did you have somebody watch your house and your doggies?
Yes, I did.
Oh, those dogs are adorable.
They're good dogs.
Yeah, they're always happy to climb into bed with me, unlike other people around here. So,
hey, the Museum of New Mexico birthday celebration is this Sunday. It's a great grand celebration on Milner Plaza to mark the close of the Museum of New Mexico's 100th birthday. And that's from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. Museum of Folk Art, Museum of Indian Arts and Culture, then the exhibition Native Couture, number 2, and it's free to New Mexico residents and all youth under 16. There's a charge for out-of-staters, and that's what's going on. And Wise Fool is performing and all kinds of things.
Speaking of hay fever, Noel Coward's Comedy, since you'd like to say hey, 8 o'clock tonight, Santa Fe Playhouse, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Sunday, 2 o'clock. 988-4262. I have not yet seen it. It is a very funny Noel Coward farce. Some good actors in it, including Leslie Dillon, playwright actress who's back in town, who I think a lot of. So I have a feeling it's going to be a fun show, directed by Jim and Carol McGiffin, husband and wife team. Haven't seen it yet. I hope to be there. Might be next weekend, but I shall be there. And also, theater-wise, tonight, Burst.
Yeah, we just had that with Shannon DeYoung.
That's right, and she has a really nice voice, but some people don't tune in to 8:30. So Shannon.
Some people only tune in for you, but I'll tell you that I laughed, I cried, and that was just, it wasn't even the dress rehearsal, it was the pre-dress rehearsal that I went to. And she's extremely talented, and it's a really good show. Anybody should go see it.
You sounded enthused, and both of you had a good interview, and she's very articulate on the radio, and I meant to tell that to her. She was passing by me. Tonight, 8 o'clock, 982-8309. And also tomorrow night, is it just two nights?
Yeah, it's two nights.
Cool, okay. Gotta pay to get in.
The Santa Fe Community College and College of Santa Fe Documentary Film Program, Film Intensive, is having a screening today of their films at the Jean Cocteau Theater.
That's right.
On Montezuma.
You
from 3 until 9. It's 10 films, and we had them on the air yesterday, and these are some incredibly awesome filmmakers. One of them that I was particularly impressed by, Eric Maddox, has made a film called 48 Generations, and it's basically he was in Israel and Palestine and interviewed people who'd been around in 1948 and just talked about how they described the, you know, from one point of view, Independence Day, and the other point of view, catastrophe, and how they've passed that on from one generation to another. And it's the first documentary he's ever made. There's another one about being in the spay neuter van going through New
That's
Mexico
right.
dealing
yeah.
with doggies.
Oh,
there's a very loving piece about a woman who died of cancer. There's all sorts of things.
It's free. It's from 3 to 6. If I'm
3 to 9.
Pardon me. 3 to 9. It is 6 hours. That's right. And you can go in any time.
You can just walk in, walk
that's
out.
That's another good thing. It is happening at the New Mexico Film Museum. Call 986-1522. Also opening today, which I'm going to review, is the film Taking Woodstock by Ang Lee, who, of course, did Brokeback Mountain a couple years ago. I'll be curious to see how that plays out. It's at Regal D. Vargas.
And tomorrow night, the Schola Cantorum is having a concert. But you know what? Give me a second because I'm opening a version of it which is completely garbled.
I will give you a second while I suggest that people pay attention to the Santa Fe Fiesta Council's Mariachi Extravaganza de Santa Fe. 7:30 Sunday night. It's going to be at the Santa Fe Opera, and call the opera for box office tickets, 986-5900, and you're going to see a lot of different groups. Mariachi Los Toros, Mariachi Tradicional, y Mariachi Cardenal are among the featured groups. So go on up there and check it out. It's going to be Sunday night at 7:30.
Okay, here it is. Tomorrow, August 29th at 7:15. The Candlelit Sacred Music Concert in the beautiful and historic Our Lady of Lourdes Shrine at Oque Owingue Pueblo. And it's modeled after Sainte-Chapelle in Paris. Anyway, it's a concert. There, you're being asked to dress warmly, step back in time, and listen to centuries-old sacred music. Free admission, goodwill offerings accepted. And it's 45 minutes north of Santa Fe.
Cool. Next, we usually don't talk too much about the week after this because we like people to get used to telling us stuff this weekend. It is sort of a this weekend town, which is one of the strengths of Positempo, and also when you and I do Speaking of the Arts.
But because very few people make plans more than about 4 hours in advance.
But a week from tonight is Roberta Flack with her 16-piece orchestra teaming up with Sean Colvin. It's part of a gala charity evening at the Santa Fe Opera. I was supposed to interview her, but it just got postponed and postponed by her people. Nobody's fault until the deadline passed, and then she sent me a really nice email asking me.
Her people.
It was too late, which just goes to remind you, make sure you know deadlines on people who are working in the press business. But it is next Friday. I do want to tip people off. We'll mention it then. It's at the Opera. Call the Opera, 986-5900.
Hey, check this out. Tomorrow, American. I lost it. Where'd it go? American Cancer Society Bark for Life.
Wait a minute. What do you mean Bark for Life?
This is a woof doggy. Event.
Wolf doggy. What is that?
It's a wolf doggy event, but I'm just getting it back up on my computer. Here we go. A canine event to fight cancer, Fort Marcy Field. Registration, activities, and food from 6 to 8 in the evening. Open ceremonies at 6:30, followed by a walk around the field.
Aww.
And you there's an entrance fee for you and your dog.
Oh, that's nice.
And each dog will receive a Bark for Life bandana, and every person that belongs to the dog will receive a Bark for Life t-shirt. And for more information, you can write to gloria.martinez@cancer.org or call 505-820-3538.
That's Bark for Life. That's pretty good. A bandana won't last for life if it was on my dogs.
No.
They like skedaddle out of them. Bandanas look good on dogs. I don't like seeing dogs dressed up.
They look good on Western dogs.
Well, we live in the West, so that's good for New Mexico.
Yeah.
You mean they don't look good in New York City?
Well, they might, but then it would look like a Western dog migrated to New York.
Yeah, not, cowboy hats don't go over in New York City either.
You know what I found on the internet? I found one of those Contrabelt collars that I want, that my dog Honey really wants, because Milk has a turquoise on leather, like little turquoise dot kind of turquoise-looking stone collar, and Honey just has a plain collar, and so she wants to have a Contrabelt collar.
Man, don't forget.
But they're kind of expensive, but they're really nice.
I have to tell you a funny story about your dogs later. One big thing this year, this time of year, is the 35th annual Santa Fe Bluegrass and Old Time Music Festival, which happens at the end of every summer, and that sort of sneaks in again after Indian Market and before Fiesta. It's at the Santa Fe County Fairgrounds, 7 o'clock tonight, 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. 3-day passes are available, as are 2-day passes, as are daily passes. Check out southwestpickers.org. You can get tickets at the Violin Shop of Santa Fe, which is on Llano Street. And there's a terrific piece by Paul Weideman in today's Pasatiempo, page 22.
Hey, how about this? Tomorrow, from 11 to 4, the Lamy Renewable Energy Fair, a day of fun celebrating all things green, demos, booths, food, drink, live music, fun, 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 and the amazing solar popcorn. You can ride the Santa Fe train to Lamy. And let's see, for more information, call Mitch at 204-0833.
Pretty good. Not a lot of visual arts galleries opening tonight, but there's a few. The Delgado Street 4th Friday Art Walk is tonight, 5 to 8. Self-guided, head up to Delgado, Rudolph Canyon. The In Art Gallery is one of those. It has Earth Dancer, sculpture by David Caricato, reception 5 to 8. If you want to go down to Java Joe's down there by Joe's Diner, Java Joe's on Guadalupe Street, sorry, in the DeVargas Center. Paintings and mixed media work by Polly Burns, 5 to 7. I was thinking the old Java Joe's. You mentioned Santa Fe Complex's Sunday night show, but the Friday show is Manipulated Image. It's work from Four Continents and the Virtual Second Life, which I hope goes better than my not-so-virtual First Life. It's a group show of indie animation, videos, web art, 8:30 tonight. Donation requested. Again, Santa Fe Complex at 632 Agua Fria.
Indie animation. It sounds like you're saying Indiana.
Right.
Mation.
I know. And then Zane Bennett, contemporary art at 435 Guadalupe, has Spatial Illusions. Paintings by Catherine Green. It's got some work by Henry Jackson called Fractured Form, 5 to 7 through the end of September. So there's a little bit of visual arts happening tonight. What time is it?
8:52.
Man, time flies.
Hey, have you heard of Puppets Revenge?
I have heard of Puppets Revenge.
They're doing, are they up
aren't
to? They doing a thing on Sunday?
Puppets Revenge is back.
8:15 on Sunday, August 30th, and it is happening at
CCA?
The CCA.
Yeah.
Center for Contemporary Arts in Santa Fe, and it's a story of Eros and Psyche.
Yeah, multilingual puppet show, love story for the ages. This is a show I saw several years ago, and they're still bringing it around. And
is it good? Do you like it?
If it's the same one, I remember. It's got Elvis Presley and Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, right.
And that stuff is always interesting when you bring those two on.
Especially as puppets.
Yeah, that's good, too. But that's too bad they never made a movie together. If she just lived a couple more years and she was in Viva Las Vegas, except I love Anne Margaret. So I don't care.
I know you love Anne Margaret. Like, and all of our listeners know you love Anne Margaret.
Okay. Forget the Anne Margaret.
You know what I saw last night? I got involved. It was terrible. I was trying to decide what, you know, just think of what I was going to talk to Shannon DeYoung about. And I did. But I got involved in this Ida Lupino movie from the early 40s.
Ida Lupino was terrific. What was it?
Called The Hard Way.
Oh, The Hard Way. Vincent Sherman directed that. Yeah. With Dennis Morgan and Jack Carson. That's terrific.
It's a great movie.
The ambitious gal working her way up. And
It's she's sort of like a stage mother for her sister.
Right.
And the sister is somewhat talented and becomes a rising star. But the sister is really kind of a family girl, and
yeah, she doesn't want all this crap,
and wouldn't have gotten anywhere except for the ruthless ambition of her older sister, played by Ida Lupino.
Warner Brothers.
Joan Leslie
stuff.
Played
Joan
the Leslie. Sister, and she was like 18 years old or whatever when she made the film. 19 years old.
Yeah, I know.
It was anyway. So Why am I talking about this? It was a very good movie.
Ida Lupino was terrific, and she later was one of the, maybe the first official Hollywood director. She made some terrific little pictures in the early 50s that dealt with some pretty serious subjects. They were all sort of B-movies, but they're really well done. One, in fact, is about a young woman who gets pregnant at a marriage and is considering an abortion. She also did a pretty terrific film noir called The Hitchhiker, which is terrifying, about this guy that, when he goes to sleep, his eyes are open, and he's the killer, and he kidnaps these two guys, and they never know when he's asleep or not. It's really freaky. And it's called some disease. I can't tell what it's called. So he's laying there sleeping with his eyes open, and they don't know when to escape.
Ah.
She was great. She was a really good actress and a really good director, and had a pretty tumultuous relationship with her husband, Howard Duff. They used to throw spaghetti at each other and stuff. But, oh, well, that's good. I could see her doing that. The Hard Way, terrific movie. On Turner? Wait, was it on
Yeah,
TV?
It was on – I think I have – I guess I have this – we I don't know. We have this Turner – classic movies, I guess, on the satellite dish channel.
Excellent.
One of the satellite dish channels. And they have no commercials.
No.
So you're not, you can't even get up out of your chair. You have to just sit there and watch the whole thing.
You do.
I mean, you don't have to, but
that's
then you miss something. I left the room for 2 minutes and I missed something. Hey, the New Mexican Magazine announces fabulous prize for the 9th annual photo contest. The deadline is extended to September 21st. You can go to nmmagazine.com for entry forms and rules and all sorts of things, and it's for amateur photographers, and they will receive a week-long workshop from the Eloquent Light Photography Workshops and 6 nights lodging here at the Lodge of Santa Fe, the winner of that, and other prizes as well. So check it out, aspiring photographers.
Pretty good. How much time do we have left?
A couple minutes.
Okay, and Budo Station still has music. Jed Zimmerman's up there tonight, 5 o'clock, acoustic country, folk. On Saturday, 5 o'clock, they've got Round Mountain. And on Sunday at 4 o'clock, they've got Rourke Barron, Electroacoustic Harpist. Pardon me, it's noon to 4 Sunday. That makes sense, probably for the brunch and lunch crowd. And Buddha Station up there on NM68, about 40 miles north of the city of Santa Fe, on the low road to Taos. So that's happening. Madrid has a couple art openings this weekend. If you want to swing on down there, Tapestry Gallery and Spirit and Art Gallery both have some shows up running through the weekend. And you can always head up to Abiquiu since the George O'Keefe movie's at the Lensic tonight and see Ghost Ranch Piedra Lombre Education and Visitor Center. We've got a group show called From Heart to Head to Hands, a group show of visual autobiographies. That's interesting. They're open 9 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday by donation. So lots of stuff happening up there. And you can always go see local musicians. Geeks Who Drink Pub Trivia at Catamount Wednesday night. At the Tin Star Jam that night at the Tin Star Saloon with Ben Lucero. Let's say it's Friday night. You want to go hear some music tonight. Aztec Cafe has DJ Miss Ginger and Friends, 9 o'clock. Cowgirl has Felix y Los Gatos, Gypsy Swing at 9 o'clock, small cover. El Faro has the wonderful Sabor Cuban music, 9:30, terrific, cover charge. Ramon Bermudez Jr. and Friends are playing at La Posada de Santa Fe Resort and Spa. Los Wise Guys at La Fiesta Lounge tonight at La Fonda, 8 o'clock, no cover.
Hey, this is something I forgot to announce last weekend, but there is an exhibit called Phyllis Sloan Memorial Exhibit.
That's right.
The mother of an acquaintance of mine who passed away not too long ago, and the opening was, I guess, last weekend. But anyway, it goes through the 30th, which is this Sunday, at the Argos Gallery at 821 Canyon Road and the Eli Levin Studio at 830 Canyon Road. For more information, 986-8071.
Good. And Dorothy Rogers Fine Art is still doing mixed media work by Chief CEO Alorun Tuba, 418 Sirius Road in the Design Center through mid-September. I understand Carlos Gospel Cafe closed in there recently.
What?
I understand they closed. Carlos,
you're kidding.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I used to go all the time downtown, and then in the beginning I went quite often in the Design Center, and then I stopped going, so I feel bad. Although I don't think I could have kept them in business. I can't even keep myself in business.
Heavens.
Heavens.
You can't keep yourself in business?
You're in heaven.
I think you're in business.
When you see my eyes shining at you like they do, when you say that Robert Knott should be in a zoo, when we're out together dancing, me and you.
Nice, nice rhyme.
Heavens, rhymes with sevens. That's a lucky number for everybody but me, because I've always been lucky with three. Like you and a cute blonde, and of course me.
You're the only person who can actually make up a cute song about numerals.
I know, especially three.
It's
a fun number, especially when you're around.
Especially anyway, when there's three small dogs.
There we go. Honey, Milk, and Horatio. Do I have a funny story for you?
Okay.
They are adorable dogs. They really are beautiful.
They're good dogs, except when Milk runs into the arroyo and stays out for 45 minutes.
That's not good doggy.
That's very
That's
bad
why we
dog
put them on
behavior.
Leashes.
Yeah, well, some of us like them to be free.
No. If you're going to be nude, you got to be in a specific zone. It's the same with dogs off the leash. They got to be when they're supposed to be. You got to take care of them.
No, you got to put them on the. What you do is you got to take them. You got to take them to the dog park.
That's right.
Anyway, Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us here just about every Friday.
Yeah,
speaking
I'll be here
of
next
the arts,
Friday. We'll talk about Zizolber.
I'll
all
be
that.
Here next Friday too. I'll be here probably every Friday for the foreseeable future.
Me too. We're going to lunch anytime soon with people.
Yes.
People
we are.
Who want lunches should call and get this set up. I'm
okay.
Hungry.
It's just about time to go. Robert Knott, thank
goodbye.
You so much for being with us.
Oh, I love being here.
Oh, I didn't do the outro. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today. KSFR.org, SantaFeRadioCafe.org, all sorts of good things. Time to go. Have a wonderful weekend.
I'll see you around, beauty.
Ciao.